Kristen Giordano is a first-year student at the University of Central Florida College of Medicine.
I actually was one of the many people who knew they wanted to be doctors since they were very young.
But 6 years ago, as an undergraduate, she says she grappled with her decision on whether to go down that path.
I had this dream of what a physician was, and it was someone who spent time with their patients, diagnosed them appropriately, took care of them, established a relationship with them, and that was what I thought being a physician was as a child, and it should still be. But as I shadowed physicians in college, I saw that that was not the practice reality for many of them.
Lower reimbursements, the struggle to pay for medical school, the mounting paperwork, and less time with patients.
And I could see at that time there was struggle in our government on what to do with healthcare.
Giordano and other doctors in training will enter medicine at a time of change within the field, especially as the Affordable Care Act unfolds. It's something Dr. Natisha Ames, a third-year internal medical resident at Florida Hospital in Orlando, is aware of.
Well, I think it's definitely a different perspective than, you know, some of the older physicians that are kind of leaving practice. I've kind of seen things change right in front of my eyes as far as this new act coming along.
Within a year, she'll be a full-fledged physician working in Central Florida.
There are still a lot of questions in my mind about the Affordable Care Act. I can't say that I'm an expert by any means.
The law is multifaceted, and no one really knows exactly how it'll play out. It affects doctors depending on their specialty, the patients they see, and the location where they practice. The act, at its core, will expand healthcare insurance coverage to millions of Americans. As a primary care provider, Ames says she sees this as something positive. But having more patients also raises concerns.
We will have to be doing a lot more paperwork, a lot more documentation. It could kind of hinder the time and relationship we can build with our patients.
I think in some ways it is building on trends that were already happening, and I think that might be its biggest fault.
UCF medical student Kristen Giordano says the Affordable Care Act falls short on addressing issues like paying for school and tort reform. Despite those concerns, and after 2 years working as a physician's assistant, Giordano chose to become a doctor.
And if that meant additional time and financial sacrifice, I was willing to do that for the betterment of my patients.
A 2010 study showed 95% of medical students agreed the healthcare system needs reform. Some believe physicians should no longer play a passive role in shaping policy. Giordano's classmate Joe Gill sees the healthcare law as an opening for future doctors.
We're at a period of time where we have a great opportunity to make a change for the better, and it can be positive or negative. It all depends on what we make of it. More than anything, I saw it as a challenge.
All right, so now, what are the most likely differential diagnoses at this point?
Dr. Maria Canarazzi teaches internal medicine at UCF. She says she reminds her students that regardless of how the Affordable Care Act plays out, key aspects of the profession will stay the same for all doctors.
It may affect reimbursement. It may affect the panel of patients, the types of insurance that we see, those kind of things, but it's not going to affect what I do with a patient in an exam room. It should not affect the core of what I do, taking care of people one person at a time.
After all, that's why most people choose to become a doctor in the first place. I'm Farah Dasani in Orlando.